Hello.
Hello.
My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Georgia Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey, and I'd like to ask you a few questions about.
Okay, you're calling from where?
Georgia Opinion Survey.
Okay.
I am conducting a survey. I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community. Now, what is the year of your birth?
In the 80s. Early 80s.
Okay, and what is your race?
I'm sorry?
What is your race? White, black, African-American, American
black.
Indian. Thank you. In politics today, do you consider yourself Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Democrat,
okay.
Republican, Independent.
Do you consider yourself a strong or not a strong Democrat?
Not a strong Democrat.
Okay. What is the highest level of school that you have completed or the highest degree that you have received?
Master's.
Thank you. And next, here are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. When thinking about the direction in which Georgia is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied?
Georgia. Satisfied.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
Thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Brian Kemp is doing as a governor?
Approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Strongly.
Thank you. And now, how favorable or unfavorable are your opinions of each of the following, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means you feel neither warm or cold, that's neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number between 0 and 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or have never heard of that person, please let me know. First one is Republicans in Congress.
Seven.
Thank you. Tim Scott.
Six.
Joe Biden.
Three.
Kamala Harris.
Two.
Brian Kemp.
Ten.
Okay. Ron DeSantis.
Two.
Okay. And Donald Trump.
Four.
Okay, thank you. Now, no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matters to you? Please rate the amount of power that you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make a change on issues that matters to you.
Seven.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote, please let me know how much power do you feel that the black community has to make a change on issues that matters most to their community. On a scale from 0 to 10, please rate the amount of power you feel that your community has. 10 means that your black community has a lot of power, and 0 means it has no power at all.
None.
Thank you. How would you describe Black political power since 2020? Would you say it is much more powerful, somewhat more powerful, no difference, somewhat less powerful, or much less powerful?
You said in 2020?
Yes.
More powerful.
Much more or somewhat more?
Much more.
Thank you. We know it's a little way off, but as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? You have seen a scale from 0 to 10, which means that you are definitely not going to vote. 5 means there is a 50-50 chance, and 10 means you will definitely vote in the 2024 elections.
10.
Thank you. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little, not that much, or you don't care at all who is elected president in 2024?
Which one was the highest that cares the most?
A great deal?
Yes.
Okay. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other officers were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, a third-party candidate? Would you, or are you you're not going to vote for president?
Oh, crap. That's the only choices?
Party candidate?
I'm sorry, who?
Third-party candidate.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, for a little something different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed the same? About the same since Joe Biden became president.
He controls worse.
Okay. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of the issues on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, and 0 means it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community. You can use any number between 0 and 10. Reducing racism and discrimination.
I don't think they have the power to do that. 4.
Okay. Dogs and wedges.
I'm sorry, say that one again.
Jobs and wedges.
Oh, none.
Okay. Healthcare.
None.
Abortion access.
You say abortion access?
Yes.
Meaning to make abortion accessible?
It says yes, abortion access.
Two.
Okay. Student loan debt.
10.
Climate change.
7.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate them on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priority to improve your community, and 0 means that the issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Again, you can use any number between 0 and 10, reducing racism and discrimination.
I'm sorry, you said this one is what has been the Democrats' priority?
Yes, 10 means that the issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priority, and 0 means it has definitely not been one of the top one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community.
Okay. And then what was the first question under that?
Reducing racism and discrimination.
Two.
Okay. Jobs and wages.
Anything with jobs. Four.
Healthcare.
Seven.
Abortion access.
Seven.
Student loan debt.
Three.
And climate change.
Five.
Thank you. And now I'm going to read you a list of laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each law, please tell me if it has impacted your life a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. In a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Has this impacted or will impact a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Not that much.
Okay. The Department of Justice just recently charged the five Memphis officers responsible for killing Tyre Nichols with federal civil rights violations. Great deal for amount, not that much, or not at all.
Great deal.
Okay. The American Rescue Plan committed over $40 billion to expand the American workforce by improving the diversity in apprentice program and expanding access to work to the workforce for underserved populations.
Not at all.
Thank you. Now, we're almost done. Thank you for staying with me. I'm going to read you some reasons that Black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden-Harris ticket in 2024. Please rate each of the reasons on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and 0 means it is not at all convincing reason to vote in November. You can select any number between 0 and 10. Black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents us in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. We will continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? Will we fight for the future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health, or will we let politicians who want to destroy our freedom to succeed? The choice is clear. This is our Georgia. This is our time. In 2024, it's up to us to decide our future. How convincing is that?
Nine.
Thank you. And the last one is Black Georgians helped elect President Biden in 2020. Since then, he's accomplished a lot that will help our communities. He's passed policies that supported us during the pandemic, that will expand our internet access, and that lowers the cost of critical prescription drugs. In 2024, we can vote again for the president and get even greater investment for ourselves, our families, and our communities.
Four.
Okay, thank you. Now, sometimes over the course of this survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you did, but let me ask you now, how no matter how frequently you vote in the elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make a change on issues that matters to you? Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that your vote has a lot of power and 0, no power at all.
8.
Thank you. And we know it's a little way off, but as it stands right now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for Congress and other offices using a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you will definitely not vote, 5 means there is a 50-50 chance, and 10, you will definitely vote?
10.
Thank you. Would you say that you care a great deal, a little, not that much, or you don't care at all about who is elected president in 2024?
Great deal.
Thank you. If the November 5th, 2024 general election for President, Congress, and other offices and local offices were held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or a third-party candidate?
Third-party candidate.
Thank you. How much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? Fair Count. Do you trust them a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all?
Great deal.
What about Fair Fight?
Ooh, I don't know that one.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
Okay, what about New Georgia Project?
I'm sorry, what was that one?
New Georgia Project.
I'm not familiar with that one either.
Okay, Black Voters Matter.
Fair amount.
Okay, Pro Georgia.
You said Vote Georgia?
No, Pro. P-R-O.
Oh, Pro Georgia. Fair amount.
Okay, Secretary of State.
Great deal.
Okay, and local board of election.
Fair amount.
Okay, and people's agenda.
Not familiar.
Okay, thank you. Next are some questions for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Progressive.
Very or somewhat progressive?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be heterosexual or straight, lesbian or gay, or bisexual?
Heterosexual.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Unmarried.
Thank you. Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under the age of 18?
No.
Would you describe your employment status? How would you describe it? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retire?
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
75,000.
Thank you. Finally, we'd like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups, take short surveys by phone, text, or email, invite you to events going on in your community, or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving our Georgia knowledge experts, we'd like to offer you $10 Amazon gift. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledge expert?
Yes.
Okay. What is the best email for us to send you the gift card?
TM Borders. T as in Tom, M as in Mary, B as in boy, O-R, D as in dog, E-R, S as in Sam, at yahoo.com.
Okay, so it's T as in Tom, M as in Mary, B as in boy, O as in Oscar, R as in Robert, D as in David, E as in elephant, R as in Robert, S as in Sam, at yahoo.com, right?
The first three letters you said, T as in Tom, M as in Mary, B as in boy?
Yes.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you. Just one moment. No. How do you prefer to be contacted? Landline, cell phone, text message, email, or mail?
Text.
Okay. That concludes with our survey. I thank you so much for your time and your patience, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you so much. Same to you.
Thank you. Thank you.